Aren't you awake yet? It is a good morning because God gave us amazing morning this morning. Especially today, we are celebrating the Lord Jesus as a community of faith. It is an amazing good morning for me. And I hope that it is a good morning for you too. And usually before 12 noon, my system is not up. But exceptional day is the Lord's Day. Somehow my body is somehow boosted up. And actually the caffeine injection I gave to myself. And extra chocolate and candies. But it is a good morning. I would like to celebrate this Lord's presence with you in this morning in worship. So I hope that this is a good morning for you too. And yesterday we had a caroling visitation for the people in the community and in our church and in the community too, under the leadership of the Gen Modern Young Adults. And then I would like to give her and a young adults group a round of applause for their service. And Jessica it was amazing evening yesterday, and their visitation was appreciated, and they ignited a Christmas spirit at the door of the people's house, and that is amazing. We are not just asking people to come to church. We are bringing church to the people's home and wherever they are. And a young adult, they are setting an example for us. How are we doing bringing the Christmas to some people's house or some people who have no way to celebrate Christmas or the birth of Jesus Christ or arrival of Jesus Christ this holy season? How are we doing with that? And while I was thinking about this Christmas, how can we bring Christmas to the people's home, not just asking people to come to our home in our church? And then I was thinking about Little Box. And in a Little Box, the song I learned when I was teaching kindergarten class, the song goes like this. If I have one little box, I put Jesus in. Take him out. Put him back again. That was the first song I learned when I moved from Korea to United States and started to teach the class, Sunday school class. I learned from one of my colleagues, a teacher, and she said that this is an amazing song. So you learn and teach a little kid and they're going to love it because it is so cute. Do you agree with me? It is a cute song, right? So every time, before I start the Sunday school class, I sing this song with my student, little children of God. And then we are kissing Jesus all the time before the class session begins. I love it. And then later on in my life, I felt like I needed to be more effective Sunday school teacher. So I went to seminary, not having an intention to become a minister of the church. Simply, I just wanted to learn Bible more so I can teach class more effectively. And during that time of learning about God and exploring different theology in ministry, I realized that this little cutie boxing song is wrong. If I have a little box, I put Jesus in and put him out, take him out, and kissing him, and putting back. Why? Why? That was my question. Yes, we are treasuring our Lord Jesus Christ so much. That is the intention, I believe, the writer of this song. Treasuring God so much. And then we're going to treasure him in the box and then make sure that he's going to be safe. But later on, I'm thinking, why we need to put our Jesus in the box? And also, the song says if. If meaning that this statement is a conditional, subordinating conjunction, right? It's not exactly happening, but if. Why do we need to have an if statement? Well, I realize that you and I occasionally have a little box. Boxing Jesus, believing Jesus the way I believe is the highway to believe in Jesus Christ. If you look at the worship bulletin and in the back of the page, there I create a little box. We have a little box there. It asks a question about summer worship. And when I started my ministry in here from January 1st to May, and attendance was steadily going up, and then we had this number of people in church. We are adding more numbers here and there. But month of June, when we started the summer session, so-called, and your attendance really dropped rapidly. And at that moment, I was a little bit disturbed by the number of people in worship community. And then I was concerning a little bit. And at that time, I was 5 months old in here. And I didn't really get through the whole season of the ministry in here yet. And I was very disturbed by and concerned by this trend. So finally, I was kind of wondering, what did I do wrong to this church to kill everyone in the church and chasing everybody away during the month of June? And I was wondering, and I was so concerned. So I decided to open up my concerns with the worship committee and a worship team and several leaders of the church. And soon, when I shared my concerns seriously, and then they said, do you know what they said? What they said? They laugh at me. It is a part of the culture in Chicago. Summertime is the best time to have a vacation. People come and go, and the college students are coming back, and they're having a vacation during summertime because the sun came out. Sun comes out. Sun will come out. That means that is the culture of this town. When I was ministering in California entire of my life, every day was a vacation day because sun's out there. So I never experienced this radical culture change in the community. And soon I learned that culture shift of the community in living in the Schaumburg community in here. I was thinking, how can we be more relevant to the community we are serving instead of doing the same thing over and over? Have you thought about why your children are not sitting next to you to worship God? Have you thought about why your grandchildren are not worshiping God the way you are worshiping? Have you thought about it? Have you thought about it? Why? Why? Thankfully, we have awesome praise band team in here to try to be relevant to the culture, to their age level in here. While we are doing the same thing over and over and expecting people to follow the way we are doing instead of opening up our box. We are boxing ourselves in some way and somehow. The box question in the worship bulletin is about how can we open up this little box we have already created in here. How can we be more relevant to the people who are not here so they can worship God like you and me? The adoring our God together. Worshiping God, it is not about you. It is not about me. It is about God. But you and I have an obligation to open it up, this little box. We create it every Sunday, every day. Why my way is the highway? Why people needed to worship God only the way I'm worshiping it? How come the young people are not part of the whole community leadership? How can we be more relevant, more opening, more accepting? That box, the survey is all about how can we be relevant to the community we are serving? How can we be inviting more? As the Advent family read the scripture from the Gospel, look, innkeeper, never been part of the nativity scenes. There is a Mary and Mary is Joseph, and Jesus has not arrived yet in this nativity scene yet. But it's, and then all the cows and the shepherds are there, angels there. But innkeeper is not part of this. Innkeeper, by the way, he was busy to manage his inn. And all the room is filled up. There was no room. But one of the good things innkeeper did, open up the one of the space, even though it is not clean, well prepared. He decided to even open up the mess place for this holy family. How about you and I? Are we trying to prepare our church to be perfect place to invite other people? Or are we trying to have a perfect table to invite another person to the Christmas table, dinner table at our home? Are we waiting for the perfectness in our life so we can share what we have? One of the lessons you and I are learning in this morning is open it up. No matter how messy our church is, no matter how messy your life is, no matter how messy your table is, open it up so Jesus can be part of that. Open it up yourself. This, it is okay to be messy. God knows that. God can help us to clean up our life. Soon we open it up, something will happen. Something will happen. Do you hear the King David's aching heart, agony, when he realized that God helped him to bring it up from the shepherd boys to the king of Israel? He lived it in the palace. And he thought all of a sudden, in the blessing he was enjoying it, he realized that his awesome God is a little tent out there. And he lives it in a palace. How about you and me? We are taking advantage on the blessings in here. During this week, I got to read one of the cartoons. And this cartoon has two characters. One dog, one cat. A dog said, "Wow, I am well fed. I am well sheltered. I am well taken care of by these amazing people. These people must be God." That was his confession. And later on, cat showed up. And cat said, "Wow, I am well fed. I am well sheltered. Wow, I am well taken care of by these awesome people. I must be God." Perspective. I know that we have some number of folks who are in love with the dog, and some people love the cat. Here, what perspective are we getting? Because God came to earth to be the Prince of Peace and to serve us, are we thinking ourselves as God? Or because of the servanthood we are received from this amazing boy, Jesus, are we calling God? You and I have been busy with many things this year, especially this time of the year. You have at least one more week to deal with the Christmas party or tradition and all of those. One of the mistakes innkeeper made, huge mistake. He missed first Christmas right next door to him. He opened up the doors for the holy family to have a Christmas right there in a mess place. Opening the door is great. But physically, he was right next to him, not right next to the Messiah. But there was an amazing distance spiritually to celebrate or to be part of this holy Christmas. right next to him. He opened up the window a little bit and it created a nativity scene right next to the door. His door. Physically so close, but spiritually so distant. You and I, as a community of faith, we preparing amazing celebration this coming week for the arrival of Jesus Christ. Physically, we are so closer to Him. How about our spiritual relationship with this holy season? It is hard to open it up ourselves. Jesus was the same way. Jesus, before He died on the cross for us, Jesus prepared the table and then took the bread. Do you know what happened just before He decided to take this bread to the table for this disciple and gave thanks to God? He was at the Gethsemane. He was struggling with His call. He said, yes, I was born to die for many people, for the salvation. And the passion journey, He knew that He needed to walk the passion journey. But he was a struggle for Him. And at the Gethsemane, he was kneeling down. And then asking God, God, if it is possible, move this cup away from me. But later on, after He struggled for a while, but let Your will be done, because You are God. Without having moment with God, and you know, having God's help, it's going to be very hard for you and me to open up ourselves. By word, we can say, yes, we wanted to open the doors for the people. Yes, I would like to offer myself to the people who are in need of our help. But in action, when we try to make a practical action item out of what we said, we're making some action out of what we said, some consistency, we try to make it out of it, word and doing, saying and doing, it is hard. God knows that. Jesus was having a hard time too. But when He was struggling to open up Himself for the God's agenda to reach out many people, He got down at the foot of the tree and prayed to God, help me to open it up. After He got inspired, He walked the journey He's supposed to walk boldly. That walk, that first step is the communion. Before Jesus died on the cross for us, Jesus took the bread and gave thanks to God. And He broke the bread and gave to His disciples and said, take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you, because I love you so much. In the same way, Jesus is asking you and me to break ourselves, break the little box we created in this place, in our heart, in our family, so we can invite God into the place where He's supposed to be. In the same way that supper was over, Jesus took the cup and gave thanks to God and gave to His disciples and said, drink from this, all of you. This is my blood shed for you, for many, for the forgiveness of sin. As I'm forgiving you, forgive us each other. As often you drink from this new cup, reconcile each other and shed your holy blood for your Christ in Christ's kingdom. as I do. In this morning, you and I are being challenged by God and God's Son Jesus to break the little box we create, so you and I can open up ourselves with the power of the Holy Spirit, with the help of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Pour out your Holy Spirit. Gather us here on this element and in this cup. You are the Creator God. You created us. And you gave us the special purpose and agenda that we needed to fulfill in our lives, Lord. This holy season, while we are anticipating your Son's coming again into our life, in the life of others, Lord, help us to open up ourselves so we can make Christmas wherever we go, especially for those people who are in need of Christmas by receiving Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. No matter how messy life they have lived in or life and family they have, we know that you are empowering, embracing everyone equally and in the same way, because God is love and God's Son show how to love others. In Christ's name.